I'm Teresa Wart on the Mindful Monday show, and you're listening to a pre-recorded interview with Maxie Gambier.
Tell me then, Maxie, what hobbies have you got? What do you get up to in your spare time?
It's quite a random selection, actually. Let's go with, so I make kombucha, which is, for those people who don't know, which is most people, it's a symbiotic, it's basically you're growing a mushroom in a liquid, and then you drink the liquid, and it's really good for your gut bacteria. It's actually become quite a new fad. People, you can buy them in supermarkets, but it's really sugary, and I don't make, but you can flavor it anyway. So that's kombucha. I like to make other things, like whether it's sourdough or chutney, or
with your sourdough, then, if you've got your own mother for that as well, because the other you just spoke of, I did try years ago, my friend, because it's like a mushroom, isn't it? It just grows and grows. And she gave me a chunk, and she says, stick it in your fridge, and then you need to feed it, look after it, and drink it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't for me, you know, me and my body's a bit strange, but then you spoke about sourdough, and I know, again, a friend who's got his mother, is it called the mother?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yeah. It's just fun, but I can't do too much of the sourdough. You need to put a lot more love into it than kombucha. And I just don't have that daily love to give. you need to feed it every day, and unfortunately my last batch I got the starter from an amazing bakery in Langport, and they were so nice, and she was called Sally, the sourdough, and she lasted, I don't know, just under a week, but I had to then give her away to someone who could spend their time with her. But anyway, yeah, it's just great because it makes the most incredible pizza bases, bread, rolls, whatever you want.
So you called her Sally Sourdough. It's not
the bakery's shop. No, she was already called Sally.
Right. Is the shop called Sally?
Sourdough. No, I can't remember what the shop is called.
That's a nice lady to have on the show.
Yeah.
So what else do you get up to then?
I like to go mountain biking. I very much outside. So whether it's swimming in the sea, any activity outside, I'll get involved. That's my happy place. Sort of in the great outdoors. Whether it's planting trees or picking slow berries, foraging, whatever. I love to get involved.
So did you make slow gin?
I did. I did indeed. And it went very fast. To my friends, I gave them away as presents.
Yeah.
And, very tasty.
Very so do you fun. Not keep it? I mean, we've got some that's been kept for many years now. Because, you know, once you start it, it's so wicked. It's like you just, you know, that one little sip and you're away, aren't you? Let's just have another one.
but the thought that, you know, these slow berries have come from where you're living. You know, you've picked them yourself. They are grown and, you know, they're on your doorstep. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we were heartbroken. I think it was not this winter just gone. It was the winter before. We saw some. We knew where they were. And obviously, you normally wait until they've had a frost, don't you? Otherwise, you end up pricking them yourself, or lots of people even stick them in the freezer, don't they, to help do. But anyway, we had our eye on this lovely, it was a lovely strip of hedge. Came by one day and the farmer had come along and gone... And I thought, oh, all my slows. So that was the slow gin idea out the window. Maybe it was a message it wasn't to be. But you don't see, you know, you do have to look for them. It's not like they're plentiful out there, is it?
No. And sometimes you do find a good kind of hot spot. Like you said, it's that hedgerow that then got cut.
Yeah. But, or someone beats you to it. Yeah, one of the
Yes, exactly.
on that note of drinking and alcohol, and we will go and play a song and we'll come back and chat some more.
I'm Teresa Watt on the Mindful Monday show, and you're listening to a pre-recorded interview with Maxie Gambier.
So obviously you're very much into making. Are you a crafter as well? Do you do things like that with your hands?
I tried my sea glass. I used to live in Dorset on the coastline there, and collecting sea glass, which is just basically glass from beer bottles or whatever, that's been over how many years it's been shaped and eroded into sort of small, tiny little pieces that are rounded. The colors are incredible. They're just really fun to collect. And then if you're good at it, you can drill holes through it and make jewelry out of it. But I found that I didn't really have the patience. But I do, I collected a lot of sea glass, and I like to think I'm creative, but I prefer making something, for example, you know, the chutneys or slow gin. Haven't been too crafty of late, but maybe I haven't been inspired by the right something, you know.
So do you make runner bean chutney?
Do you know, Teresa, runner bean chutney is my all-time favourite. How did you know?
And mine, that was why I asked. I don't make it, but I'm thinking, this is a lady I need to get to meet. I love runner bean chutney. My mum, bless her, she's 84 now, so she doesn't make it anymore. I think she stopped probably a couple of years ago, so I'm gutted, you know. But if I see it somewhere, if you go to a farmer's market and you see somebody with a stall, have had a jar over Christmas that I've been tucking into. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, no, my granny, she has the old Gambia recipe, the family recipe for runner bean chutney. And I'm not sure if I can share it with you, Teresa, I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. But if my next batch, because the beauty of it is you can use frozen beans.
All right.
You can make it any time of the year.
So and if our paths cross, then you'll be coming with a wonderful. And I'll bake you a cake. I'm a cake maker. I know the listeners are going, what are those two on? But hopefully they find it quite interesting. But
yes, I'm sure.
I do need to ask you now, how about a well-being tip? Is there something you'd recommend that people do for their well-being?
So I'm quite an active person, but for me personally, what keeps me sane, what keeps me happy, what keeps me smiling is just making sure I get outside every day into some kind of natural space, wild, whether it's some kind of woodland anything wild, anything outdoors where I can just run around or absorb.
It's so good for, I mean, I always speak, obviously, from the mindfulness and compassion side to get outside into nature. And if you think about it, it does make sense. It's where we came from, you know. All those years ago, we lived in the countryside. We were under bushes and in caves, and it was where we went to. We picked all the berries. I don't know if they would be making gin then. But I bet they had some alcohol drink that they were making. But
It's
important.
Yeah, and breathing in a natural space, getting away from sort of the concrete jungle, getting away from car fumes. You don't realize what kind of, you know, what you're breathing in until you're in a forest, for example, or next to the beach. You're just suddenly your lungs are kind of going, woohoo, thank you, you know. Mm-hmm. And it might not be an instantaneous, you know, hit of great endorphins, but it is for me, and I just to breathe in a big, wild, open, wild space it soothes me. It makes me feel happy, and it's my happy place. Yeah,
brilliant. Well, on that note, I'll let you tell them now who the song is that you've chosen, then I'll give them your contact details. So if you're wanting Max's contact details, hopefully you've got a piece of paper and a pencil, but tell us about the song that you've chosen, because that went very well with what you just said.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't go wrong with Bobby McFerrin telling us all to just don't worry and be happy.
Let me first give out your contact details. You can visit their website, www.positive-people.org.uk, which is part of the PLUS organisation. So that was www.positive-people.org.uk. They also have a Facebook page, PLUS, which is PLUSS, Positive People Somerset. And then if you wish, you can email Maxie on another slightly confusing email address, as PLUS is also part of CTEC PLUS. So it's Maxie Gambier. So it's Maxie, M-A-X-I, full stop, G-A-M-B-I-E-R, at CTEC, S-E-E-T-E-C, PLUSS.co.uk.
Thank you so much for coming on. It's been absolutely wonderful chatting to you, and wishing you lots of success, and hope people get in touch.
Oh, wonderful, Teresa. Thank you so much for having me. It's been wonderful. And I, yeah, can't wait to talk to you again soon.
Lovely. Thank you.